Ha ha
Very
ha
nice.
ha. Thank you.
Hi, welcome to the podcast where we're interviewing a live goose.
No, it's just Barnyard Girl, aka
Oh
Kayla.
yeah. Oh, what a time. Wow, already going into names, huh?
Well, yeah.
Well, hey, also here is Eddie. Hi, how's it going? Welcome back
Zuko
to
here.
L Show Dependent Podcasts. We're here just doing it. Just hopping right into it. Wow, we're just throwing
To the
things
wind.
out, throwing things out the window, bringing things in. It's always nice to keep things fresh and
Formality
just
is
sort
the
of,
way of the dodo. Let's just.
variety is the spice of vida.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't know, but whatever. Show dependent, we're here. How we doing here today? Gorgeous has a headache.
I always have a headache.
That's pretty insane.
I hate being a woman.
How I
Although this is
love being a
probably
woman.
no, nobody's ever,
What is
very
that from? What is
seldom.
that
I
clip
don't
from?
know.
Okay. I've just heard it on TikTok. And
Yeah.
it's like, I don't know. It's funny to me because I feel like, just in my experience with you, there's a lot of things going on
Yep.
that come from being a woman.
Oh my God. The things that I've gone through in the past like 24 hours, just like my guts betray me. I always have a headache. I have gas constantly.
99% high BS.
I guess I am plankton.
It'd be tough out here for me, tired, cansado, but energized. The glasses are going on because this is a serious film.
It wow. Okay.
But
I
also
always have glasses on,
on a
so.
serious note, I'm on a little break here from
Woo!
the trabajos,
Oh,
and
thank the
I would
Lord.
describe it as it's wild. It's like that whole you're tired when you're out, but as soon as you get home, you're energized,
Oh, you are
which
stoked
I
coming
always
home.
get, but yeah, super exhausted from work. As soon as that time hit, as soon as I left, I was like, "Woo, I got new life."
I'm a
I
new
not only
person.
new life, I just have life.
Yeah, you
I
just
just
can.
able to live life the way I want to
You
for a
can
couple.
feel emotions that are not
It's
on
good
the
stuff.
negative spectrum.
It's good stuff. You
It
know what
really
else is good
is.
stuff before we get into this and I'll really talk about it? I just had a question.
Yeah, what's up?
We were driving around earlier, got a little bit of breakfast.
Oh
We
yeah.
saw a dentist's office, and I was like, I feel like a lot of dentists are just the same. A lot of the logos are just the same.
It's usually just boring.
It's just like, yeah, and I don't know. Medical things are just, they are boring. I think it's
Yep.
time we spice up the medical game, spice up the dentistry game. And it's like, if I asked you, if you were to make a dental office, what
Yeah.
would your logo be? What would the identity be?
And I said cowboy tooth.
And I said,
It's
put a little sombrero.
no, not a sombrero.
Well, if you're in Mexico.
Well, yeah, if we have a Mexican cowboy dentistry, then yes. But I was just thinking like Western aesthetic. It's a little tooth with a cowboy hat on, and I would call it rootin' tooth and dentistry.
It's a wild concept, but it is very fun.
You if you are a hygienist or a dentist, you must sit in a saddle chair. There are no.
A saddle chair or a bucking bull. There
Yeah,
are no
gosh, that's so
regular seats.
dangerous.
So you kind of have to adapt. You got to be like the best of the best as a dentist, because you need to be like, if that bull starts a bucking, you got to let
Yep.
go of that scalpel.
I mean, there could be a scalpel involved,
You got to
depending on the
let go of that
procedure.
fucking pressure washer. And you got to be like, hold on one second. I got to go one arm on this guy. And just say, hey, Bessie. Hey. Shh.
Stop shushing the
Until it
animal.
comes back in and you just, ooh. All right. So, anyways, looks like
Fantastic.
number three right there. I hate it. I don't know.
How teeth are
Just like
numbered?
they just start throwing
Yeah.
numbers out, and I'm
I
like,
know. When I went to the dentist recently, also first time I've been in like a Medicaid office. Yeah, I'm
we
aware of
out
my
here.
privilege, okay? But
Show
I was like,
Dependent Studios,
Jesus.
we out here.
I was in the thick of just people needing care and not receiving quality care.
That's good stuff.
But the dentist was like, put a watch on 36 or whatever. And I was like, what? What?
But what does that
Huh?
mean to me?
What do you,
What
what
does
does
that
that
mean to
mean?
me?
It
What?
sounds bad.
Tell me
And
which
then he was
one.
like,
Point them out.
there's just like a little stain on this tooth. And I was like,
A stain.
okay. He's
That's like,
like, yeah,
what, you're not going to say anything to me?
just keep an eye on it. I was like, okay.
Okay.
I can't. I don't have a little dental mirror, but I'll do my best, I
I
guess.
reckon we ought to keep an eye on number 36.
How many teeth do you have? Is it only like 32?
I think so, but it's like up and down. It's like interior, exterior. I got some dentists in the familia,
Yeah.
which is wild to me. And they know all this stuff. But me not studying the dentistry, it means nothing to me. But
No.
yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like interior, exterior, and like the middle are like different spaces, different
Oh,
numbers.
so the numbers can be
Yeah, so
higher
that's
than
why they're
the.
like big, you know? Because
Yeah.
as Chip Scarlett told us, we got 32. But if they're throwing 36, that'll make no damn sense.
I don't know what's happening.
Some other ideas just to throw them out there, you know? And at home, I hope you're playing along as well. But we got nothing but the
What
tooth.
would your dentistry
That's a
be?
law office. You came up with
Oh,
that. With me,
yeah.
you know, I struggled a little bit just because, you know, it's hard not to be right there, like, you know, too obvious. I really want to make like a Shakespearean dentistry just because I think, you know, to be or not to be, and
It's
he's
our.
got, the tooth, he's got the mouth in his hand
That's
instead
nice.
of
I do like that.
to what is it?
Or is it a
To
tooth
pull or not to
holding?
pull?
Oh, God. Or is
Oh.
it a tooth holding
The
like
tooth holding
dental
a human
floss?
head. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
I
That
mean,
is
you know.
either a very small skull or a gigantic tooth.
Alas, poor molar.
Oh.
We hardly knew it because they had to be pulled out. Those wisdom
Yep.
teeth, they gotta go.
Oh, I
A
lost
lot of people
mine.
don't have the big mouth. But the only dumb idea I could come up with was gummy O and Toothlia. That's all I got. It's very dumb.
That's so fucking stupid.
But it's funny.
Gummy-O and
And the
Toothlia.
logo could be like, you know, the gums and the tooth, they want to be together, but like plaque and tartar and all that is pulling them
Keeping.
apart.
Oh, that's gross. That is pretty nasty and sad. Very good.
Prayer hands, thank you.
Wow.
Much preach, much
Bravo.
preach. But
Truly.
after all that, you know, we're doing all right. Spirits are high, I think.
I don't know. I cried a lot.
Yeah, and you know,
But
we're
I'm fine.
again, we're doing things a little differently here. We're fresh. We're fresh off this one for this week. We just watched this thing we're about to talk about. So it's fresh in the mind, and we should just get into it. You know, last thing I'm gonna say, well, it's a show dependent formula. I think I mentioned at times it feels like we've done more modern things. So this time we definitely wanted to, you know, dive deep back into the past and
Into the
really,
recesses of our memory.
really talk about something that was like firm, like show dependent formula. Something that definitely for me is like pure kids, pure nostalgia, even though it doesn't really feel like a kids movie.
No, not at all.
But you know, just something that I feel like not a lot of people think about, have thought about recently. I hadn't thought about it until you brought it up, and I was like, damn, I do remember. So, what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to be talking about the 1996 film, I believe, which was based on a book called Fly Away Home.
Absolutely.
And it's starring Anna
Nope,
Aquino?
sorry. Nope.
Oh no.
That is just the autocorrect just completely screwing me
I
over.
don't know how to say
And
her name.
it's Anna Paquin. You know, autocorrect does this
What
fun
the
thing. Does
hell?
this fun thing where like you spell actual words or names and it's like, oh, did you mean
Wrong.
this completely incorrect thing because I'm stupid? Another thing, I'm not gonna get into it, but AI and all that shit, that's why this AI shit ain't ever gonna work out
It's
really.
not actually
It ain't ever
helpful.
gonna be able to do, it ain't ever gonna be able to do this because I don't know what the fuck you want. You
No.
know, they're just like, oh, I'm stupid ones and zeros. Did you mean this completely wrong thing? 99% of the times, when I say
Eddie's
and
getting mean
want
to
to type
people.
out, I believe the word food, it changes it to good on my phone. And I'm like, in what world would I say, hey, What kind of good are we gonna eat tonight? It's just
Oh
like,
my God.
come on, dude.
I can think of a
on.
few good
So, anyways,
things.
oh man.
Oh
So yeah,
man.
Anna Paquin and Jeff Daniels
Right.
taking the leading roles on this. We got Rogue. We got Dumb from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, that's so mean.
I believe he's dumb because Dumber is Jim Carrey, right?
I don't know. I've never seen that movie.
That's not their actual names. It's like Hootie and the Blowfish. Who's Hootie? Who's the Blowfish?
But it isn't the lead singer, Hootie.
I think so.
So that
I
was a
don't know.
horrible example.
I don't know. That's the thing. But it's also known as Flying Wild and also known as Father Goose.
Why does this have so many titles?
I don't know.
Were there like American titles and like Canadian titles?
Probably something like that, but it's a
Mm.
film about a girl, a dad, and a bunch of gooses.
Geese!
Gooses is more fun.
No, but it's not accurate.
Well, I'm not trying to be accurate. I'm trying to have a good time.
A goose time?
Or a food time if you're
Or a
into
food time?
auto-compress.
Perfect.
Shall we get into the meet cute?
Let's do it.
Bird up. There you go. Oh, Jesus, surprised me. All right,
Have fun editing. Oh,
I'm gonna start
go
this
into
off here.
it.
Let's start
Because
this
I'm
off
the one
here.
that brought this up, so you
You brought it
gotta.
up, and I feel like you got more fond memories. For me, 1996, for one, I was definitely alive. So that's a good start.
Wow.
Good opportunity, high percentage chance that I watched this film as a youth. 96, though, would have been 5, becoming 6 years old. Don't believe I saw it in the theaters.
And
A
we don't believe
classic.
that Eddie actually formed memories until like 2004.
Oh my God. I mean, sometimes it feels that way, but I definitely got some memories here. Now, what I remember about this is I definitely saw it. I want to say I saw it at home. Either caught it on the cable, either caught it on a VHS, because one thing here is that I feel like in the past, like you just kind of just had random VHSs.
Yeah, you
You
just
know,
owned
I feel like
things.
everyone's family, everyone's parents were just like, let's just buy this movie. Let's
Why
just
not?
get it. Why not? Let's have this random assortment of VHSs and movies and whatever. So it could have been that, or it might have been a rental. And
Yeah,
those
I could
rental
easily see
cases, you
that.
remember the rental cases for the VHSs? Where everyone like that hard plastic. We had to
Yeah,
like
they were hard to
squeeze the
open.
sides. Yeah, I feel like my weak little hands could not open those ever, or it
Because
would
they
get like
weren't meant for
ripped up.
you, they were meant for
Oh
the
my God.
adults who
But it
could
was
actually
wild.
enjoy the cinema.
Hadn't even like thought about them until then. And it's also like, I don't know, that's a thin plastic. Is that really even better for that?
I
Wouldn't
don't
a
know.
closing case be better? Doesn't
I
make
don't
any
know.
sense to me.
Take a breath here.
There's a
It's
reason the VHS went the way of the dodo.
an old technology.
That the second dodo mention we've
We're going
done
to talk a lot
today.
about birds
I'm
this
talking about
episode.
the avian
Some
community. Is
extinct.
that avian?
Avian, yes.
All right. But anyways, I little Eddie definitely remembers watching this movie. But
Yeah.
honestly, all I remember is a bunch of gooses following a girl. I remember them trailing behind her in the field. And then we got a flying machine. And they follow that. And that's pretty much all I remembered
Fair enough.
about this
Yeah.
film.
That is really a lot of what that film the
I
film is.
mean, yeah,
So
it's primarily what the film is about, but I was
you're
just
not
like,
wrong.
damn.
Yeah, it's like a very condensed version in my memory.
It's just like it's a flash.
It's like I got two scenes,
That's
and that's
it.
it.
All
Yep.
right, well, when did you meet this then? Do you remember when you
I mean,
first?
I was one when this movie came out, so no, I don't. I mean, I remember watching it, and I don't know if I think we owned it. But for some reason in my brain, like the way I remember it is it was like a library rental or something.
Oh,
Because we used
yeah.
to get movies from the library all the time. Like,
You still can.
yeah, you still can support your local library.
Shouts out to the public libraries. Get a library card.
But yeah, like you were saying, it's like the distinct moments from this film I remembered were like the raising of the Goslings,
Oh
the
yeah,
being in the
Ryan's.
air. No, not Ryan,
The
just
little
geese.
Ryan's running
The little
about,
Ryans were running around the
waddling
field.
about.
I do distinctly remember the shower scene because I was like,
Really?
oh my God, that is so embarrassing
Yeah.
to be like a very young teenage girl and be in that situation.
That's weird. I'm gonna
Yeah, it's
interject real
horrible.
quick. I'm gonna interject with a bit
Yeah,
of
go ahead.
dating the podcast, which I've traditionally not wanted to do,
Yeah,
but
but you did.
whatever. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
We recently watched Quiet on the Set, and just, that's a whole different thing, whatever. And I'm not saying there's anything going on
Yeah.
like that here, but it's just like having watched that recently was like, damn,
Awkward.
do they really need
Did we
this
really need to see
scene?
this 13-year-old girl naked? Not
Yeah.
that we saw
Not
anything.
that we, yeah, exactly. It was
It was all
obviously,
inferred and,
yeah, and who knows, obviously behind the scenes stuff, they do things to make sure
Yeah.
people aren't
They have
actually
modesty
naked.
garments and all that kind of
But
stuff.
yeah, it was just like, huh.
Yuck. Yeah. It made me feel icky
Have
after
done this a
watching Quiet on
different
the Set.
way.
Yeah, I was
Yeah.
like, ooh, I don't like this. But yeah, I remember that being like, oh gosh, how embarrassing. Like, that's awful.
It is.
And I was just like, I've always kind of had that innate like eco warrior kind of thing.
SJW, everyone.
Ugh.
Fucking lib alert.
The lib man,
Conservatives' worst nightmare.
is a broom. Yeah, I specifically remember really liking this movie because it was about Lake Nature.
Yeah.
I guess a similar film would be like Fern Gully, but I didn't watch that movie growing up.
Is that
But it was kind of
animated?
like that similar, like anti-deforestation kind of
Yeah.
narrative that, I was very invested in and
The
still am.
Lorax.
I speak for the trees and I'm Danny DeVito.
That shit bangs.
Ugh, the Lorax is a bop.
Yeah, no, I get you.
But yeah, I remembered really liking this movie, and I, it's kind of like Babe in the sense that I remember the animals very distinctly,
Yeah.
but everything surrounding the narrative, I was like loosey-goosey on. Pun intended.
There you go. Yeah,
Oh my God.
that
Bam. Perfect. Thank you. That was
Okay.
very long.
Well, should we get to know
Let's get to know it.
Beautiful. She speaks goose.
I wish. I wish I
Right,
was a goose.
right. A puppet, a goose, a
I want to
puppet
be
goose, a
anything
goose
but
puppet.
human,
And this movie goes a long way in doing that. We will definitely talk about that later on. But right off the
Angry,
beat,
angry eyebrows activate.
for me, it had to be said. That wow, didn't know this was based on a true story, anything like that, but apparently it is because it's based off a book which is written about a true person event. Man's
Yes.
name is Bill Lishman.
Oh.
1986 was when he kind of started all this. He was the first person to lead gooses on a migration in the year 1993,
Wow.
which for one, insane. Number
That's
two, the fact that Wikipedia had it written as the first person to lead them.
There have been people since that have
Santa
been doing this.
speaks to me that others have since done it and might possibly still be continuing to do this, which is
Honestly,
wild.
fun job.
It
Fun
is
if true.
interesting. More fun facts. Buddy did a lot of them here.
Good
He
job,
did a
buddy.
lot of good research here this week. Bill Lishman, the actual guy, his
Yeah.
like family and like his company, they did like all the goose training. They did like all the
Oh,
flight
wow.
stuff. Matter of fact, the studio did not get insurance for Jeff Daniels to like go fly and stuff. So Bill
Oh.
Lishman, the guy himself, who this movie is based on his story, he's actually the guy flying when
Oh wow,
Jeff
that's
Daniels
really
was live.
cool.
So yeah, it's pretty interesting.
So is it just a body double when Anna's in the goose?
Oh, I don't know.
I would assume
I mean, we
so.
didn't
I
get all
doubt they
that
actually
info.
had her flying.
Yeah. Or it could have just been, someone else.
Yeah.
But last thing though, as these things go, based on a true story, that based on is a very strong,
Very loose.
because they took a lot of liberties with the story, and
Another loosey-goosey
it is
moment.
far from 100% accurate.
Yeah.
But they did actually do this.
Hey, if it makes the story better, I am not upset
Hey,
about that.
why not?
We're doing it for the narrative, people.
Doing it for the narrative. Speaking of the narrative, one thing that drives a lot of narratives is Big T trauma.
Oof, yep. In this
Wait.
film, immediately straight into the drama.
It's never a good sign when you
Oh,
got
yeah.
like a happy family. Ha ha ha. Oh, I love you, mom. Oh, I love you too, daughter. And then a semi truck comes on the screen. Just, oh God, no. It may as well be the semi truck with the chair, the proverbial chair shot to the fucking mom. Seth Rollins turning
Death.
on Roman Reigns, like that whole
Oh
fucking
my
like.
God.
Because immediately we were watching
Oh.
it, didn't remember. Obviously, as you
Oh,
said,
I knew it was gonna happen.
I knew the
As soon as we were
Goslings.
in the car, I was like,
Yeah,
oh no, here we go.
I was like, I remember the geese. Remember this? Didn't remember it.
I did not remember it
Trauma at
starting with
all.
trauma immediately.
It's almost like a
Yeah.
jump scare.
Mom's instantly dead.
The semi shows up and you're like, Jesus Christ. Obviously, mom takes the L.
The ultimate L.
And little Rogue has to go move in with Jeff Daniels.
What's her
His
name in the
name.
movie? I'm so bad at that.
Oh God. Well, his
Is it
name is
Amy?
Tom.
It's Amy, I think.
His name is Tom, and her
Yeah.
name is Amy.
There we go.
Outstanding work.
Thank you. It's like I just watched the movie or something.
Right.
Yeah, but he. And it's wild. I forgot she had an accent, which
Oh
is
yeah,
not New
she's in
Zealand. She has like a British accent, I think.
the
I don't know.
She's
It
from
does
New
not sound
Zealand
like she
though.
is a Kiwi. Yeah, she was living with her mom in New Zealand, and I guess they were like world travelers because she was like a singer, I
Must be
guess.
nice.
It must be nice. Yeah, but then she hella dies, and then dad's like, well, you're coming to Canada, kid.
Semi trucks will do that. Yeah.
Semi trucks will send you to Canada.
And a wild move.
Canada's just a metaphor for hell.
It's like a fucking at the border, people just randomly show up in Canada and they're like, semi truck? How'd you
Semi
know?
truck.
Yeah. Semi trucks on the front of a semi truck is a portal to Canada. Just be hitting people into Canada. That's why the population's rising.
There
I
you
don't know.
go.
Don't quote me on that. I'm just making things up.
Yep, that's what
We
we do
love
here.
spreading misinformation on the internet. Another very wild thing for me, speaking of Big T trauma, I think that on your first day getting your daughter back
Yeah.
after not seeing her for a decade, her mother, your ex-wife, has just been murdered by a semi truck.
With a knife. Just
Probably been sent to Canada, but she's not with them. Probably
But
not the
she
best
is. We'll get to
idea
that.
to immediately do something that's life-threatening, because she wakes up and her father is flying through the air.
Yeah,
Not a
yeah.
parachute in sight. No, this thing ain't got fucking airbags. And I'm just like, she had to wake up and be like, dear God, I'm about to
Honey,
lose my
honey,
father as well.
honey. Let's take a
What?
moment and remember the color of their skin. White people's some of white people's favorite activities are endangering their own lives.
White people love to be dying in situations you should have never
They
been in the
need
first
not
place.
be in.
It's like that very famous picture where, have you seen it? The
Of
guy who
what?
died fucking, is it called spelunking? Cave
He
exploring?
Oh,
And it's like a very
no.
famous meme right now. Maybe it's a little too old now, but it's just like a guy who, it's a picture, it's a diagram of this cave. And there's like his body is down face first in like the smallest crevasse. And yeah, this guy just like crawled into a tiny space, had no way of getting out, and just died in this cave. There was no way to anyone for anyone to get him out of there. His body is still there. And he had like a family, like a wife and like three children at home. Why are you in a cave? Why are you doing this?
There
Call
was
me
green bean
crazy.
casserole there,
Call me
okay?
crazy. I
Oh
would
my
never
God.
do this. I'm good
That's
staying at
fucking
home.
wild. No, I don't do enclosed spaces like that. No thanks.
It's
I'm
just, what's the
good.
point? I don't understand. I don't understand a lot of
It's because
things.
you value your life, honey.
Yeah.
You really don't like the idea of death.
No.
Even something that is like remotely kind of
That's a little risky.
a little risky, you're like, nope,
No, kind of would like to live past today.
See, that's where white people got you beat. No fear.
Let's jump off this building.
Gonna ride this roller coaster.
Oh my God. Oh, we're gonna be started.
Don't even get me
We already had that
started.
conversation. But yeah. So I don't know. That was wild to me. I was like, damn, at
Yeah,
least give it a
it is pretty
week.
fucking risky. Like, you're not even gonna take the time to like talk to her.
And he
Nope,
crashes.
it's 6 a.m. Time for me to paraglide.
Yeah, he didn't even tell her.
No.
She woke up, and this man
What the
is,
hell is happening?
I don't know how tall, you know, it is,
He's
and especially
gliding through the
when
air.
you're throwing kilometers, I have no clue. But this man is up there. And he crashes. But it's
Yeah, he's
fine.
okay though. You gotta crash to land the little hang glider thing he had going on.
I guess.
Yeah. All I could think of was Rogue from the X-Men, which I guess doesn't, I don't know if it's a compliment or an insult, because I don't know if she worked and did more noteworthy projects after X-Men, because that's like the only project I know her from.
Oh, I don't know. I think she's
She's
just kind of
probably done
doing
some
like a
stuff, like a
she.
handful of the things, but
Oh my God.
she's hot, huh?
Oh no, that's not what I was saying. I was just saying like, wow, she has definitely done something important that we don't know anything about.
Which is
It's
what?
funny. It's just funny because, you know, she's Academy Award nominated. And
Oh.
the only thing we think about is Goose Film and Rogue. But yeah, she got Academy nominated. Oh, at age 11. So
Oh,
I guess
wow.
kind of after X-Men, it's kind of not been doing too. I don't know.
Fell
She's
off a little bit.
doing some things. She's doing some things. But
Okay.
Jonah say, I you know, it's like Harry Potter. Right?
Yeah, you're
You
just
always
noteworthy
kind
for
of going to
certain
be the
things.
pop culture thing. But yeah, you want to talk about deforestation? Get this plot a rolling here because we got to get some little Ryans
We gotta
ready to
get them. We
goose.
gotta get them flying. Little Ryans be flying. So deforestation is awful and makes me super freaking angry. But basically, the motivating, there are a lot actually of different motivating factors in this story. There's
Yeah.
like two deforestation plot lines that are pivotal to the story,
Man, the
but
enemy of
also,
Earth.
yeah, and also just like even the good guys are bad guys. Like
Yeah.
the, it's annoying. But so the land where her dad lives in Canada, they're like trying to build a new development there. So they're like plowing it down illegally. And this is how Amy ends up with all these goslings, is because their parents get evicted and most likely murdered from
Oh.
their land. And she is able to hatch all these goslings in a dresser drawer, and they, as to our knowledge in this story, they all make it. They all live, which is super rare, but she takes care of them and like raises them.
Yeah.
And so she takes care of them, but it's also revealed that like, oh, like the forestry guy that like loves nature and like blah blah blah, he is like super on the side of the government with
The
everything.
queen
Like
demands it.
the queen will have her way. And so basically, Canadian law is telling them, well, technically, if you're raising these geese, then they're domestic and they can't fly. So we have to clip their wings. And oh my God, Amy bonks the fuck out of this guy with a popcorn bowl, which is a good reaction because he was about to take nail clippers to these
Oh
little
yeah.
babies'
That's all
wings.
fucking wild, dude.
I mean, wing clipping is very common practice with domestic
Yeah.
birds. Like, that's constantly happening,
But to
but
just be
also,
like, I'm
like,
gonna do this right here, right
wild.
now,
Also, you don't even ask permission. You don't explain what's happening. You just
it
walk
must be
over
done.
and
The
how
queen
like a
demands
white
it.
man to be like, I know what's best, grasshopper. Wild. Absolutely wild. So sad. So we've got a lot of trust issues happening between Amy and her father
Yeah.
and
He
the
didn't know.
government,
The
which
government.
we thought we could trust this guy because he's seemingly against like all of this
Yeah, he wanted to
deforestation and
protect
stuff.
nature.
He wanted to quote unquote protect nature, but he's also hurting it at the same
But in a
time.
way that we control them.
Yeah, not cool. But basically, they come to the understanding that
We got a choice.
we got a choice to make. We can either keep these geese as pets, or we're going to take on the responsibility of teaching them how to fly south because they don't have any parents to do that for them. So now they've got to figure out how to teach these birds and where to take them. And the second deforestation thing is in the, they end up in North Carolina, right?
Yes.
So they end up in North Carolina, and the property that they want to place these birds on is a bird sanctuary that is actually also going to be turned into a fucking real estate development project unless birds somehow decide to migrate and nest there.
It's a funny clause that we have.
Yeah, that's where it's like, this is definitely a work of
If
fiction.
a bird shows up,
If
the
there's a sphinx feather
houses
on the
stay down.
ground by the 1st of November, then we shall rip up the contract and stomp our foot in
We
the name of
have
corporate America.
another 3 months of winter ahead of us.
Oh, like Pakistani. Okay, yeah, all
Yeah,
right.
we out here fighting the man. We out here doing all this.
Yeah.
And it's just funny because so many times in this film, things are going pretty good. Everyone's having a laugh. We're raising these gooses. They're
These
getting up
silly
there.
little geese. They're so silly
They're
and
doing all
cute and
that.
just
And then
wild.
the proverbial semi truck that is man
Man.
shows up
Yep.
and is always like, hey, remember how shitty we are?
We're the worst,
Remember
right?
how we're actively working against just these gooses having a life? Because they're destroying ecosystems out there. Double deforestation, double D up in here.
Oh, and not the
This
fun kind.
motherfucking man of the law steals,
Yeah.
just kidnaps, goosenaps.
In the night.
Ryan naps in the dead of night.
No, Ryan's.
All the gooses,
You gotta stop saying
while they're
gooses.
out there looking for one of the poor little injured
No, Igor,
Igor,
the
he flew too
limpy
close to
one.
the sun, got bonked,
That's
fell down.
Icarus.
And then he was just standing there like, hey, how's it going?
Hey,
Thanks for getting
Mom.
me. Sorry.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah. And then, of course, when they're on their flight path, oh, we got people shooting. Just fucking out here, murdering gooses. And then, of course, like you said, which is wild. I don't know. Obviously, we know that things are fucked up. Things are
Oh,
bad.
we are very
But it's
aware.
just so frustrating to be like, because at the beginning, they destroy the place without having permission to. Because they're just like, ah, well, what if we just fucking do it? Then what? What are we gonna have consequences?
I hope so. 'Cause you
And
just
then at the
killed.
end, they're again like, ah, well, we're not gonna wait. Let's just fucking do it. And like the protesters have to like sit in front of the fucking construction equipment,
Bulldozer.
bulldozer. To stop them from doing it, because they were just gonna be like, oh, well, I'm not gonna wait for this. Whatever. It's not, the deadline's not up. I'm a white man. I'm just gonna do what I want. What is there gonna be consequences for this? And
No,
it's
I'm
just
a white
like,
man. Of course not.
can we not let the birds have anything? Can we not let wildlife have anything? Do we really need to infinitely expand into everything? This is just the soapbox episode. But I'm just like,
It makes you so
leave
sad.
fucking animals alone. Dude,
Just let him chill.
give him something. We don't need it. We
We
don't need
don't.
more.
No.
We
We
have
need
plenty
less
of
people.
housing. We have so much housing in this country, in this world, that is empty, but because we hate ourselves and refuse to treat people as equals and as people, we have to keep poor people less than us. And by I say us, I mean the man,
The man.
government. We're all part of it, whether we want to or not. Trust me, I don't want to be. But we could give these houses, we can give people homes, we can give people all these things, and then leave nature be. Leave the poor little gooses out there. Give them their own
Oh, the
fucking
little
flight.
Ryans.
We can't give them a little North Carolina.
No,
They can't have
we
a
give
little
them
bit.
dead parents and a fuck you. And those poor little things would have never lived
Right?
if Amy hadn't
No, they would have been
intervened.
killed by someone just doing something they weren't allowed to do in the first place. They just did it.
And
Ridiculous.
I had to see a grown man running out in his underwear for that. Wish I didn't have to
He
see
had
that, but
red brief song.
he had tidy readies.
There you go.
Oh boy. Geese are cool.
Birds are cool.
Birds are just amazing. Like, it's wild that they can fly. Like, that's just cool.
Right off the bat, damn.
Well, it's true.
Can just do that, dog?
You could just fly. I mean, these geese couldn't. They had to be taught by a person who cannot fly, which is a whole other challenge. But it's just like, damn, they're just out here just goosing it up. They're so smart. They
They
just
are
get to
smart.
like, they migrate and they're like, let's go. And
They
then they do
migrate
it
and they're
once and they
fucking,
got it perfect.
yeah. They memorized the landscape.
That's wild.
No map.
These
No
birds autistic.
GPS. They all have that specific, like,
Specific form of autism.
yeah, that specific
Instant photographic memory.
that they love on like Law and Order and stuff. It's just, oh, they have the specific kind where they just, wow, I got a photographic memory. That's every bird.
Honk.
All
But then they
gooses.
drive, but then they fly into like engines and stuff, and then it's like, maybe not
You
that
know, it's a
smart.
little tough.
We're all smart in different ways, you know?
Yeah.
Geese, not smart around technology.
Do birds still migrate? I feel like I saw something that they're not doing it as much because of, the whole
Global warming?
temperature change and all that stuff. Am I
I think
making
there's
that
some
up
truth
or is
to
that
that. No,
okay?
there's probably some truth to that. I have no articles or information to back
You're
up,
telling me you're not the autistic where you have
but
all
I feel like
web
no.
pages pulled up in your
I do
mind?
love animal science. I know a lot about a lot of different animals, but yeah, I mean, to my knowledge, that would make a lot of sense because animals are typically triggered to migrate based on temperature change. So if
Here's
we're doing more sporadic migrations,
Here's
there might
another
not be an
question.
incentive to migrate with that. Anyway, go ahead. What's your question?
I'm a dummy.
I don't think
So
you're that dumb.
let's throw that out there right off the beef.
Perfect. Here we go. I'm excited to hear what follows this.
Do all birds migrate?
No.
Okay.
Only certain birds.
Pigeons don't? Crows.
I don't believe so.
Okay. It's just because I feel like even in our neck of the woods, I feel like as a kid, I could like see birds migrate and like leave. And now I feel like I just see every type of bird we have here is just always hanging. You know what
We
I
also
mean?
live in a relatively moderate
I
climate, so
guess.
I
But I
don't
mean, we
know.
get winter though.
Yeah, we get all four
We
seasons,
got those
but
snow-capped mountains.
I don't know.
It'd be
I feel like the
chilly.
animals in our region are pretty well adapted.
They're hardy.
Yeah, we've
They
got some
got their
hardy
fucking puffy
species.
jackets on.
The fucking New York puffers.
A little cup of coffee. Oh boy. I tell you,
Oh,
a
it's
little
cold out
quail,
there.
the little thing poking out of their hood.
Oh, I
What
love
is that thing
quail.
called? A
It is
quaff?
called, no, it's
Boom,
called I know it, but I forgot the word.
while you think about
Oh.
it, quails are adorable.
Quails are
Baby
amazing.
quails. One time in the backyard of my parents' home, I saw two quail parents, and they had like six baby quails behind them. And they were all running in a little line, and they would like dip through the fence. I was just, oh my God, this is adorable.
I'm looking it up.
As soon as you find this, we got to get back on topic.
It's called a top knot or a plume.
Oh, Mr. Quail, Mr. Sir, what's the bird, magpies,
Mr. Magpie? Oh, in like
that they
Europe, how
greet
it's like,
in?
yeah.
Oh, hello, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Magpie.
And a good evening to you, Mr.
I
Human.
always say hello to magpies when I see them.
Do you? I like birds.
I like birds a
I don't,
lot.
I would not want to own it.
No, they're beautiful to look
Because you
at, though.
should never own an animal. You see, buddy, we don't own
And this
him.
is where we play
It's our
Colors of the
baby
Wind
boy.
by Pocahontas in the background.
Just a
This is
flute.
Eddie's Native American moment.
Just like that TikTok meme right now.
The memes.
Me when I
Me
appreciate
when
birds, and it's
I
just
hear the river flowing.
a picture of Sitting Bull.
Jesus. Birds are awesome. I
They are
love that I'm
awesome.
like a daughter of a birder. My mom
Yeah.
is very, very into
She's on it
birds.
too.
Jeez,
She
she's like,
knows like every bird in this region by call, by sight.
she's very, very knowledgeable
What
about
an
the birds.
interesting hobby.
It's a great hobby. It's free. You learn something and you get to appreciate nature. And when you get to see something you're not used to seeing, you get excited.
And you go outside.
You're like, oh my God, that's a bird. And
You're
we're like,
out there
yep,
in
that is a
nature.
bird. That's a specific bird that I like.
As a matter of fact, we should get back to these gooses.
Yeah, these poor little geese.
So how do we do this? Because they
Yeah,
obviously
logistically,
they're
it's
not gonna
very
get clipped.
complicated.
They're not gonna get clipped. That's a
No, hell
no-go.
no. Fuck that man.
So what
He
do
is
we
not
do?
touching these little geese. So what we're gonna do is, because Dad knows how to fly, kind of,
Lucky.
we're gonna guide the bird south.
Following with style.
But the hard thing is, the geese don't follow Dad. The geese follow Amy because they imprinted on Amy. Amy is their mom.
Is that the sound of, do I hear twilight in the background? Is that Jacob? You named
Oh,
my
this is an
daughter after
imprinting
the
joke.
Loch Ness
Okay.
monster? It's
Yep.
not like that. How the fuck it is, Jacob?
Jacob, you want to fuck this baby. There's
Oh
no way
my
around
God, what
this.
is her name?
Renesmee.
Oh no, that's horrendous. But the author.
It's Stephanie Meyer.
Fuck you, Stephanie. Get out of here. That is just
Disgusting.
the sign of, I don't know. Have I written a book? Did it become a movie with Robert Pattinson in it? No.
No.
But that's a sign of bad writing when you just
That's really
cannot
bad.
find a better reason than this fucking Deus ex machina, weird ass fucking whatever.
Yep, he's just gonna fuck a baby.
And I mean, yeah, they talked about imprinting, but dog, you should have figured this out. I don't know.
Yucky, yuck, yuck, yuck. Anyway, so the solution to this problem is, you know, Amy, the 13-year-old girl, we're gonna put her in an aircraft and she is gonna fly the
It's
geese.
good. Does she have
I'm
a
sorry, what?
does she have her pilot's license?
No, I don't even know if she started her period yet, and we're gonna put her in a
Oh,
death machine. She is
yeah.
not a grown person. She is a
Oh,
child.
that's true.
What the hell? Oh my God. No. So scary. I was definitely on like Dad's girlfriend's side because she's like,
Yeah.
this is fucking insane.
Right.
Like there is a limit to like how outrageous we can get for these geese.
Yeah.
But they fucking did it.
They
They
did
do it
do
and
it.
they do it with style.
And they do it for way longer than I remembered.
Yeah, the whole movie is
I felt
seemingly
like the
like,
whole
we're
second
gonna
half
fly.
was flying. And in my
Yeah,
mind,
easily. I would think this the whole final two-thirds of the movie was flying.
this movie was, like you said when we were watching it,
Baby geese.
baby geese raising them, they bond. She like has to convince them to leave, you
Yeah.
know,
It
and
was very much
then
like her pushing the narrative in
yeah,
my mind.
and then like they take off. It's emotional. She's crying because like, oh, they're not my babies anymore. And then the movie ends, like
Yeah,
as
and
they're
maybe
like
that's just like
leaving.
how it was portrayed in the trailer.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe that's why we remember it like that.
Right.
But So
But
much of this
no.
movie is flying,
Yeah.
which makes sense. I shouldn't be mad about that. It's called
No,
fucking
no, no.
Fly Away Home.
And it's good. It's directed very well.
It was really good. I cried a lot.
You did.
I was a mess.
They is very, very, very lucky that, this wasn't filmed in modern America. They weren't doing this in modern times because a drone would have got their asses out of the sky as
Oh my
soon as they
God.
crossed an
These
American
kids would have been
airspace.
nuked.
Yeah. Yeah, drop the nuke on them. Who
All the
gives a
little
shit?
Ryans, dead.
They're not kin enough anymore.
They're not. Oh man, poor little
Yeah, they're
things.
lucky about that because they fly into like an American airbase.
Which is wild,
Which is wild,
but
but also
they're like, we're Canadian, eh? Like, don't do
hey, a
anything.
semi truck. I didn't want to, I'm not supposed
I ended
to
up in Canada. I wasn't
be
supposed to be there, but you know
there. Hey,
semis.
my mom got semi trucked to Canada as well. I understand. And obviously
Everybody's semi-trucked to Canada.
yeah.
Oh,
Oh
God.
boy. Cause
This
of
has got to
death.
be a running bit with us now.
Semi
Anytime a
truck.
parent is killed, semi-truck to Canada.
Anytime a family is having a good time in a car, there's a semi truck just off screen,
Waiting.
plotting,
Waiting.
praying on their downfall.
Just sweaty.
And they're going to be a part of said downfall.
Oh, man.
Canada's population is decreasing, and semi trucks are going to bring it back up. The Amer you know, who doesn't love a feel-good story, though,
Oh
right?
my God, this whole like second half I was smiling.
Because the military,
I
they're
was like,
like,
yay.
ha, actually, those gooses are pretty cute.
Aw, look at the geese.
Why don't we just let them go,
Just let
guys?
them through. It's
And they're
fine.
like, hey, but you ain't leaving without a picture,
We're gonna take a picture with the
though.
geese. Honk, honk,
Right?
honk.
Yeah, and then they send them on their way.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that
And then
happen
they
if they weren't white?
low-key become internet famous. And by internet, I mean TV famous.
YouTube.
Pre-YouTube famous. And this is also a pre-9/11 film,
Oh,
which we
we
get a
got some
moment.
shots.
Yeah. Where they are flying in a city with things very close to buildings. And
Yeah,
I
I
feel like
mean,
in a
Lilo and Stitch
post-9/11,
had to change it.
yeah, Lilo and Stitch did have to change it. That was rough.
Because
'Cause
they
they
had a
were originally
similar
flying
thing.
an airplane. And then like, we gotta make this into a spaceship. Yeah, spaceship.
I gotta believe this wouldn't have fly. This wouldn't have fly.
Flown.
Flown. There it is. I was like, damn. Is the past tense of fly fly? That sounds stupid.
No, it's
The answer
flown.
is no.
Correct.
This would not have flown. Literally or metaphorically, in a post 9/11 world.
No.
Cut to the meme of the guy leaning in and saying to George Bush, "Sir, a second goose has hit the tower.
Yep.
A
Third
second
time.
semi truck
Not again.
has
No.
teleported your wife to Canada."
No, not
God damn it,
again. I just
Linda.
married her.
Yeah,
After the
now I
first
gotta go
one got sent
find
to
her
Canada.
again.
Yeah. Damn. Also, I love, was it necessary really to make Amy's glider look like a goose?
I think
Kind of.
that was a studio directive.
I really like that though. It
That's a
looks
good
great.
choice.
It looks
It's
great.
cute.
Are you
It's
kidding?
cute.
A giant fucking goose with a bunch of real geese behind it?
That
Amazing.
way they're like, oh, that's what I'm following.
That's Mama Goose. That's my mom.
You know, at least one of those hunters was like, I'm gonna shoot the
I'm
big
gonna shoot
goose.
this giant goose
I'm gonna shoot.
because it's because in my mind they have two brain cells that barely move together. So, of course, they would think that would be
I'm gonna
real.
shoot these innocent animals doing nothing.
Angry. This movie made me angry and
Angry.
very sad, but also extremely happy. I felt a lot of things. Oh my
It is
God.
well done. They developed their relationship very well.
Yeah, and I feel like it's pretty realistic. Like it's not this like complex relationships with fathers are kind of my forte. But I think they do a good job of making it kind of pretty realistic. Like she's 13, she's pissed. Her mother was just killed. Like she has been displaced from everything comfortable for her. She's angsty, but she's also like coming of age and like there's so much going on. So she really kind of doesn't have a lot of personality outside of these geese,
That's
which, fair
true.
enough. I also had hyperfixation at 13. It was called Twilight.
She's a goose girl.
And at least she did something good with her time. I just was horny over people that I could never be with. So, you know,
Yeah.
good for Amy.
Could have been raising birds instead.
Could have been raising a whole gaggle of Ryans, but no. There I was, just being sad over book
Right.
characters.
It's almost at the end, though. And speaking of, fathers, daughters, growing up, we got a metaphor. Buddy, it's a metaphor.
No, not the metaphor. So they're so fucking close
Fair.
to getting to North Carolina. They're what, 10 miles out?
Something like that, yeah.
But Dad's rudder on his, because it's not, is it a plane technically? I don't know. I don't know what
A
technically makes something
fucking
a plane.
flying,
The
it's
contraption.
a UAP.
Yeah, that thing.
UFO.
It ends up crashing. And he goes down hard and ends up dislocating his shoulder.
Did he
And he,
dislocate it?
yeah.
I was not paying attention at all. Damn.
What were you doing?
I don't know. I don't
What
know
were
what I
you
was
doing?
thinking at
Just picking
that.
your nose, looking into space? Yes, he dislocated his shoulder, which is why he couldn't continue the trip because it's like a manual thing. Like you have to
Oh.
physically steer
I
this
thought his thing was
machine.
just fucked.
No, the plane was okay, but he could not
Really?
operate it. Yeah.
Okay.
And there was no way for him to ride with Amy because they didn't have enough fuel to get them both there. So
It's wild.
we, he's like, Amy, you just gotta go. I'll be fine. I'm gonna figure it out. You gotta take these geese. You gotta get them there.
You gotta do it alone.
And she fucking does it alone. And it's beautiful because it's like, even though, oh, I'm about to get going. Even though he
That.
didn't raise her, he has brought her to this point now in her life, right? She has like this very deep sense of self-confidence. Like she knows she can do something. She's very capable of doing things. Like she can fly, which is insane, and like
True.
not freak out the whole time. And so he like metaphorically like lets her go. And so she is able to continue the journey with the geese. And then they end up making it there
Right.
and everything's great. And the geese are super fucking stoked, dude. Like they have their own
They're
like little
very happy.
pond. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So cute watching them splash around. One of them does a front flip. It's so
Oh yeah,
cute.
he's done a whole little thing.
Oh, it was great.
And mom's there, you know?
Mom's, yeah.
Cause when she's having a little
Oh God,
breakdown, she's
yeah.
like, oh, well, not
She's like, I
breakdown, she's
can't,
worried.
yeah.
Can't do it.
She was super
Can't make
nervous
it.
initially to like go and do this by herself, but she was like, I wish my mom was here.
Sounds like she
And
actually, that semi truck
the
didn't
semi
kill
truck's
her.
right there.
She got teleported right here. She made it. She's right over your shoulder.
Not what he
It's like,
said.
hey, I'm still alive.
Oh my God.
Weird that semi trucks do this. So why did you not get teleported? You got hit by the truck as
Oh
well.
my God. Because she
This is a
didn't die.
continuity error.
But she has the moment of like grief with her mom, and her dad was like, she's with you. Like she's not
Always.
gone. She's here. She's in the sky. She's everywhere around you, and she's with you in these geese. Like she's flying with you, next to you,
Adorable.
supporting you the whole time. They're like, oh no. I'm crying. So they end up making it,
They
and it's so
did it.
beautiful. It's such a fucking feel good moment because
Everyone's
everybody's like
excited.
rooting for them
Fuck yeah.
to make it. And
Innocence
the
wins today.
exactly. And they make it there, and it's beautiful, and everybody's so happy to see the geese like living it up. And then we
Uh-oh.
kind the movie kind of just ends, which is nice.
Yeah.
With a, like a beautiful shot of like them like holding hands and Amy's like leaning on her dad's
Just
shoulder.
watching.
It's great. And then my whole fucking heart falls out of my ass.
You love to see it.
Because we get the freeze frame and then the text
Oh.
of, I don't even remember what it said exactly.
It said that the following like winter
Spring.
or yeah, spring. Said in the following spring, all 16 geese, including Igor, the
Who
one
was
who
the
could,
one who
we didn't
couldn't
even say,
fly?
but yeah, he got injured. We said he got injured, but he couldn't fly. He could barely fly to begin with.
Yeah.
He just barely learned how to fly and instantly got the injury, got put on the injured reserve, couldn't play in a game. So
Damn.
he had to be carted, you know, he was traveling with Amy the whole way. But yeah, the following spring, all 16, including Igor, flew back home and met Amy on the front porch. Cue the tears. You love when text just hits you with a gut punch.
The little
And at
babies. They
least in
called
this
you their
one,
mommy.
yeah. Oh, you imagine the excitement, you
Can you
know?
imagine
How
waking up and just
nice.
hearing their little honks?
Mama.
I
Mama, we home. It is very sweet.
love Buddy so much.
I know. I agree.
Oh,
It's nice though
you
in
did
this,
good, Mama. You
right?
did good. You taught
You did it.
him.
It's nice that this one is happy tears, you
I'm
know?
ill.
I feel like oftentimes,
It's like, oh,
again,
Igor died of the plague or
yeah,
whatever.
again, it's like the semi truck just hitting you with a gut punch of like, it'll be like, and by the way, this man died horrifically a month
Yeah.
later.
Oh,
It's
like,
like,
what
why are you doing that? Leave
the
it out.
fuck? Why? I didn't need to know that.
Let me figure that out on Wikipedia. Don't put it at the end of this feel-good movie. So yeah, it's nice that it was happy. And they do like a little bit,
A little vignette
a
moment,
quick
kind of.
scene of like her waking up, and then we just
And the
see some
geese are
geese
there
like
on
on
the
just on
ice.
some ice, just hanging out.
Oh.
And the movie ends.
It was great.
Very
And I
sweet.
was just a fucking mess.
That's great.
And it's like a song from the Carpenters that
Yeah.
like plays when her mom dies, but it plays like as she's landing with the geese in the
Right.
in
Ten
North
thousand
Carolina.
miles, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrecked my shit, man. But that I think that like covers it. Geese are
Oh
cute
yeah.
and I am a mess.
Let's DTR.
Let's do it.
For myself, you know, I definitely enjoyed this. Solid film, solid movie, better than I remember because I barely remembered anything to begin with.
There you go.
But I definitely, you know, I remembered it. It's like something you never think about, but as soon as you see it or hear it mentioned, you're like, oh yeah.
I do remember
I
that movie about
fully
the
remember this
geese.
thing. Yeah, I remember seeing it as a kid. I remember I enjoyed it. I remember being sad that the geese had to leave. But as I said, I remembered it being like sadder. Like I thought
Yes.
it was like a more of the classic, like you go away. I can't have you
The old
anymore.
Yeller effect
Yeah.
or Black Beauty, is that what that
I
is?
think
Yeah.
that's what it
The
is. Yeah.
horse movie
Right. Like
book
you get
thing.
out of here, kid, you know. And then oh, tears as the geese, she leads them away, and then they like sort of fly off and separate, you know, fucking Paul Walker, Vin Diesel,
Very good.
separate ways, and like the movie wraps up. But no, it was like much more feel good. Yeah, it was like I
That's a
wouldn't even really
good,
say it was
yeah.
like sad. Obviously, you know, her mom dies, but that's
Yeah,
sad.
we get the trauma
But
out of the way.
most of the rest is like happy tears, feel good tears, innocence wins, animals win, government and man loses.
Thank
It's
God.
great, you know, father daughter bonding. It's all good stuff. Everyone did great. Acting was good, score was good, story was good, everything was good. The Gooses, fantastic acting by them.
Excellent work,
Snubbed by the Academy Awards.
Oh, Ryan, you know
All
you did good.
all
Good
16
job,
Ryans.
Ryan. Yep, all the Ryans
You
did great.
know, can I say I'm show dependent on it? No.
Yeah.
But this is a solid, like, this is just a solid
It's just a
friendship.
good movie.
You know? It's a good movie. I'd say it's like an
I don't know. It's like
acquaintance, I
getting back
guess.
together with your friend from
Yeah,
high school.
it's just like it's like seeing your friend from high school at a reunion.
Or like
At
on
the 20
Facebook and they're
year, at the
doing really
10 year.
well.
Yeah, you're just like,
Like,
good. This
oh,
is
I love that
great.
person.
Good for
They were so
them.
nice.
They were super nice in high school, always nice to me. We drifted apart. Whatever, whatever. But seeing them again, seeing that they're doing good, I'm happy for them. And that's all it
Fantastic.
is.
Beautiful. Yeah, very similar relationship. I think that the hard part with like the being so dependent on it, had I remembered the film, it probably would have been more. But like you said, I was just like so confused. I was like, damn, this movie is a lot of flying. I don't remember that at
Wow.
all. But it wasn't bad, it was just different.
Good show.
The message is so sweet.
It
It
is.
just makes you feel so good. It's like you said, innocence wins, and we actually get to see like the good guys conquer the odds, and the geese are healthy and happy, and it's just so nice because it's like, especially now, I feel like these kinds of films are not made anymore. Like we really don't like there was kind of a movement of this occurring in the 90s. I think like late 80s, early 90s, because we had like Captain Planet, we had this
Oh,
movie, we had
he's a hero.
Free Willy. Like there was a lot of emphasis on animal rights activism. So that's kind of also gone away.
A little bit, yeah. Mostly it's just like documentaries now
And it's
that are
they're
like
few and
doing
far
that.
between. They're
Well,
like,
yeah, I was having this conversation the other day. Sorry to cut
really?
you off. I
No,
think I
you're
was talking with
fine.
my family. No, who was I talking to? I was talking to our buddy about it, how, like, and it's not anything original that I've said. I've heard it said by tons of people. It's just nowadays, all studios want to do is a blockbuster. Like, the death of, like, unique, low-budget movies and, like, series is like, such a tragedy. And like a guy at the Oscars, he won and he said, like, hey, studios, make low budget movies again, essentially. Like, there's so many stories to be told. He said something like, instead of making one movie for 100 million, make like 20 movies for 20,000. I don't know what a hundred million divided by two,
We can't do math
I'm
here
not good
on
at
Show
math,
Dependent. It's
but you
fine.
get what I'm saying, Because it's like, yeah, movies like this, Fly Away Home, would not be made today.
No,
They
not at
simply
all.
would not. They would be like, that's not going to make any money. I'm not fucking making that. Let's do another fucking Iron Man. Bring Robert Downey
You
Jr.
know what
back.
doesn't make me feel good anymore at all is fucking superhero
Big
movies.
budget. Fucking big.
I don't
Just.
care. I'd rather see something that like makes me feel
That's
something.
why we like horror so much. It's like the one genre that they still make low budget, like, good stuff. And then they end up making a ton of money. And that's where they get corrupted. And then it's a cash grab.
But it's really interesting to see how our priorities as a culture have kind of shifted. Obviously, there's a lot more emphasis on like human rights and representation. Like that is great, and it should continue to occur, and marginalized people still deserve to have these things
Oh yeah.
explored and highlighted in
Until we're all equal.
exactly in media. But it was kind of sad to remember like nature used to be kind of more of an emphasis. And unfortunately, it feels like a lot of our current socioeconomic, just global issues right now, nature is definitely very low on the priority list, unfortunately, because right now we're more focused on killing each other than,
You got a
helping
fucking
one
genocide
another.
going on being live streamed across the world, and for some reason we can't stop it from happening. Two things,
Yeah,
and
go
then
ahead.
we should maybe wrap this all up, because otherwise we're gonna, my soapbox is only rising
Yeah, you're
and
like,
getting a little
wake
more
the rage.
unstable.
It's building.
Two things about that. Number one, I think the only thing that we're doing instead of like showing it is just like maybe like the alternative meat stuff is getting
Yeah, it's
better,
like,
which is nice. That's for like farming though. That's not for like wildlife.
yeah,
And
correct.
the second thing with wildlife, I can't remember if I told you or if I just like,
Said it in your mind.
just did it, individually. I know I did it by myself because I was sitting in our living room, and I saw a picture of a man who was guarding like one of the last white rhinos because
Ugh.
there's like three of them left and like they
Yeah.
can't procreate. And I fucking cried. Nothing makes me sadder. That's what I was telling you earlier. It's
Yeah.
like the older I get, I feel like the sadder it makes me that like animals are disappearing from this world. And like we just don't give a fuck.
No.
And people do, but overall, like
Yeah, like
God,
as
it's
a
just
whole.
how can we just get a whole species and they're just gone? Like what the fuck? What are
I
we
know.
doing? How is this allowed? How can
I
we
don't know.
possibly?
Humans
It's
are supposed to
insane.
be, if we're such an advanced species, like you would think that we would prioritize like being the guardians of this planet
Yeah,
and
that's what we
the
should be. Live
we
in
we
harmony.
exactly. We should be actively trying to make this world not only better for each other, but better as a whole.
For all
And a
living
lot of that
creatures.
means letting nature reclaim what the fuck it deserves, which is
Yeah.
not having us conquer and devour and destroy the way that things should be.
Yeah.
And there's a way to do it. And we just actively, as societies, every fucking day choose not to.
Yeah.
And it's devastating and it's heartbreaking, like you said, to see not only like species be eradicated, but also just to see species that we take for granted,
Yeah.
diminishing and
Yeah, it's
being
crazy. Like
displaced.
people said, you know, similar to how like saber-toothed tigers are to us, like in a few generations, tigers will probably be the same thing. Like people won't be able to see a tiger.
Yeah.
Won't be able to see a white rhino. Won't be able to see like these fucking things that we have now. It's like how fucking pathetic. It's insane.
It makes me really angry. Animals have
And
always
for
been,
what? For
for
nothing.
nothing. For literally some ones and zeros
For
in a
no
fucking
lasting
computer.
good, no lasting positive effect, nothing. Nothing good comes out of this.
No. 'Cause I could tell you like nothing has made me like smile like the end of this movie did in a long
It's
time.
so nice.
It's so fucking beautiful to let nature be what it needs to be
Oh yeah.
and not interfering with that. And when we do interfere, it is only for the betterment
Right.
of of those species. And it's really sad. And hopefully, like listening to this podcast will let you kind of remind yourself of that. I feel like,
Yeah.
more soapbox, but we
Last
just kind of
soapbox.
reconnect to nature. Do yourself a fucking favor. Like I say it as a joke and kind of ironically all the time, like we're a part of nature,
Here we are.
but we fucking are. We're animals and we need to take the time to touch grass,
Yeah.
smell the air, appreciate the beauty around us because
Right.
it's one of the few fucking things that makes it worth being alive right now.
Yeah.
So please go
As
look at some birds.
Go look at some birds. Go hang out with your pet. Enjoy, because they wouldn't be here if, you know, they're animals. Same as, you know, if humans had at one point decided, hey, instead of tigers, we're going to eradicate dogs. Dogs wouldn't be around here. You know, you wouldn't have these things that you love if one choice was made differently in the past at some point.
It's a circle
It
of
is.
life.
It is something else. Humans, man, we really need
Do
to
better,
fucking
people.
humble ourselves and stop acting like we're not just animals, a living being, sentient being on this planet, just the same as all other animals. We're all part of
Amen.
the circle of life. Like you said, Mufasa said it.
And one
We'll
day,
all go into the same
they're gonna
ground.
eat our grass.
They're gonna eat us just the way that we eat them, and we're all equal in the grand scheme of things anyways. So fucking
Amen.
humble yourselves. Well, enough soapboxes. Let's put those away until the next one. And
I'll make a whole new one for next time, I promise.
well, as always, that was that.
And
And
this
this
is
is
this.
this. Hey, thank you all for listening to us rant about things and Stuff that makes us upset. I almost made it through an episode without crying, tearing
Yeah,
up,
but
but
then you hurt
then
your own
the white
feelings real
rhinos
hard at the
hurt,
end.
you know?
Yeah.
It fucking sucks though.
Yeah, oh no, it's devastating. I think you're completely justified in your feelings, hon.
So if you like what you heard, if you enjoyed maybe crying along with us, being upset about things, or if you enjoyed, this film, because let's not forget about that. It is a great film,
It's a good movie,
fantastic, and
people.
it teaches us and reminds us just how beautiful nature is, how beautiful birds are,
Yep.
just all wildlife. They're just out here. Give them a
Let
place to
them
be.
live. Let them live.
So, follow, download, spread the word, leave a rating, leave a comment, because I've heard those things help.
You can also set up automatic downloads. That's what I do.
Obviously, hey, use
Every little
technology
bit
the way it's
helps.
supposed to be. Tell your goslings,
Tell all your little Ryans out there.
your gaggle of Ryans, that they can find the Show Depend podcast, Apple Pods, Spotify, Google, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Hey, we're going to be right there. If you want to follow the podcast itself, it's on Instas, it's on TikTok, it is at Show Dependent Pod. Once again, that is at SHO Dependent Pod for a little behind the scenes stuff every now and then. We definitely need to get better at it, as we always say. It's hard being like a millennial and being like still kind of cringed at doing this stuff
Oh, I
regularly.
am so embarrassed every time I
I
record
don't have
myself.
the Zoomer confidence of being like, everyone's gonna like this, because I'm like, ah, why are you doing it?
I
Still a
feel like,
little bit.
ew,
We'll
people
get
are
there.
looking at you.
We're
Blech.
working on it. If you want to
That's
follow
why we're an audio
myself,
medium, people.
that's right. That's why I'm through a screen when I'm streaming to Twitch. So it's at Victor V Sweet on Twitch. Give myself a follow there. Come hang out. We do Pokemon and wrestling. It's a fun mix, but the wrestling's coming back.
Hooray!
Gorgeous Kayla, where can you be found?
Find me on TikTok at DJ Vivitch. I am no longer plugging
Nope,
that
we're
stupid
done with that.
website. Yeah,
Yeah.
so. Gang gang!
What about your skin page? Do you want to plug that or no?
Yeah, you could follow my esthetician page. I am almost an official esthetician, people. So, yeah, follow me on Celebrate Skin on Instagram. That's Cell Abrate Skin.
Absolutely.
And yeah, maybe get some info on how to
Get
better
your
take care of your
skincare
face.
tips, self-love, all
Exactly.
that stuff there. I've definitely learned a couple things from it myself, gorgeous.
You're
I'm
welcome.
trying. I need to get better about
It's okay.
washing my face and I'll build it into the routine. But anyways,
Okay.
on the next episode of the Show Dependent Podcast. Also, rest in peace, Akira Toriyama. I don't think we ever said that on the pod.
Oh yeah, whoops.
But
Sorry.
at some point, Dragon
That's
Ball
gonna be
Z
a
will be
long ass
covered,
episode.
because it was definitely a thing. But next time on the Show Dependent Podcast, coming to you in the next one is a unique movie in the sense that it's a strange concept.
Okay.
It was kind of strange to me as a kid, but I watched it a lot. Vaguely scared me at some moments. I don't
Jesus.
know. I've gone through a lot in my life with the evolution of like how I feel about horror and scary things and all that. As a kid, young Eddie, kind of easily frightened.
Oh.
But this one, in a movie that I feel like is very much you, but you've never seen
I've
it.
never seen it, so I
But I've
can't
seen
tell
it
you.
so many times. We owned it. Which we'll talk about. I even had like the fucking, it had like a
Toy?
cupboard, they had toy like tie-in, I'm pretty
Weird.
sure, that we owned, that I had. It's the Indian in the cupboard, or the Native American in the cupboard, depending on who you ask. That's not actually, I don't believe the title
Nobody
changed. It's
calls
just,
it that.
SJW at it again. The Indian in the cupboard, a unique story, a strange story. We'll talk about
Okay,
it.
I'm excited to watch it for the first time.
We'll catch you on that one.
Bye. It's called imprinting. The first living thing a goose sees when it's born, it automatically assumes it's its mother.
Adorable.
Deuces, gooses.
There you go.